Kildare County Council has admitted it keeps no record of complaints, enforcement actions or reviews into dog breeding establishments. And it's not just Kildare, the lack of oversight is a national issue. In Wexford, the short and difficult life of one puppy, Stout, shows the real consequences of that failure. His foster carer, Tara O'Connor, is with me now. Tara, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Can you bring us back to the first moment you met Stout and how you came across him?
So I came across Stout when I received a call from the WSPCA, who I've fostered for in the past, and they explained to me that they've got a particular difficult rescue and they have a little puppy who can't walk or use his back legs, and they asked if I'd foster him until we can try and do some tests and stuff. So I went up to collect him and my heart broke because he was such a happy little puppy. The tail was wagging and he just seemed very happy. But obviously I knew there was quite a lot of issues with him just from looking at him first.
And do we know where he came from?
So I don't know the exact location, but we know it's in Wexford and we know it's a backyard breeder. We know that the man was kind of keeping all of his dogs in a shed, a very filthy shed in their own waste. He was feeding them nothing but potatoes. So naturally the mothers didn't have nutrition to pass to the pups, and he was also letting all brothers, sisters, mothers, sons, everything breed together. So there was a lot of difficulty going on with the pups.
And you've fostered many dogs before, but you've said Stout was different. Why was that?
I think he was different because the tough start he had, and like with the trauma of all of that, he never seemed to carry it. He just seemed to be positive and happy, and he just loved humans, and I was amazed at how much he adored affection when he'd had such a tough start. And I suppose just being 24/7 care with him, it just kind of left a very, very big print on myself.
And you had a massive online following. People were commenting, donating and sending messages. How did that response impact you?
It showed me that there's a lot of good people out there, and I'm hoping that, you know, between all of us, we can get together and change things. But yeah, it impacted me a lot because I kind of realised that not everyone is bad.
And how long did you have Stout for before he died?
We had him for nearly 2 months. So yeah, it was about 7-8 weeks we had him.
And you've obviously spoken to Martina Kenny. She's been on with us before and she's called for a dedicated Garda unit to deal with animal welfare issues. Is that something that you'd agree with?
Definitely. So we're nearly finished our first draft of a Stout Law proposal, and one of the things in it is that we want to see an independent regulator set up that will be over these cases, and it won't be down to the local authorities because we find them ineffective. So we definitely need an independent regulator to monitor these things.
Tell me more about Stout's Law. So for people that don't know, this is a petition that you've set up to put pressure on the government to take animal rights more seriously. What exactly does the petition contain?
So one of the biggest parts of it is Stout's Law will change the way we look at dogs. So at the moment we look at dogs are registered down under property. So when something happens, it falls under Sales of Goods and Services Act rather than its own act. And I feel that with Stout's Law, we can bring it in that all animals are seen as sentient beings and not property. And when something happens, it should be taken very seriously. And another thing then, obviously, is we'd like to see an independent regulator set up, as we just spoke about. And we'd also like Stout's Law to amend the legislation that we have currently to make it stronger, make it enforced, and make sure that these people aren't getting away with these things, and make it harder for people to carry on doing these things.
And have you had any conversations with politicians on the ground? Have you had any political backing?
Yes, so I currently have. I've met with the Mayor of Waterford, and he has said he'll do everything in his power to help. All of his councillors are in with us as well. And we also have other TDs that I'm still waiting to meet with, as they're on annual leave at the moment.
Okay, and have you met up with members of the My Lovely Horse Rescue?
I haven't met with them personally yet, but we spoke kind of on the phone and we've spoken through message and stuff. So I definitely would like to set up a meeting just to try and, because the more support we get in and more of us going on this, the better chance we have.
And tell me, how many signatures does the petition have at the moment?
It has about 4,700 at the moment. We'd like to see it go much, much higher because we feel that when we present our case to the Dáil, which a lovely TD has offered to do once we have it finished, we want to have the public support too. So we'd like to have both. We'd like to have the politicians and the public on side.
We know, look, puppy farms are a multi-million euro industry. Is it a big issue where you're from? I know down here, and we've spoken to a number of people in the past who said it is a problem. What's the scale of it like where you are?
I've only kind of been living in Carlow for a year and I've seen a lot of bad things and I know the scale is quite high. I think it's high everywhere at the moment. I think it seems to be higher in counties with a lot of outskirts and kind of countryside because that's where they kind of hide and get away with things. But just speaking to people, you know, I mean, the puppy farm industry brings in 200 million euro a year. And I just think that is enough in itself to show people how bad it is right now. So we've kind of got support in multiple counties, which is good.
Well, that was Tara O'Connor in Carlow. Tara, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me.